This is SportsFire with Graham Joffe, powered by Rico.
Joining us now on SportsFire, Andrew Bond, Teletrack analyst, one of the big guys in who does so much for the sport of horse racing, behind the scenes, in front of the camera. Bondski, hello, my boy.
Hello, Joffe. Great to chat to you, my friend.
Yeah, I guess it would be better if we were chatting about happier stories, but in the end, it is a happy story because Mrs. O, what she did for South African horse racing, I don't think anybody else is even going to come close.
Yeah, there's just absolutely no way you can dispute that. It's just irrefutable. You just have to go down to Mauritsfontein Stud, where she's had so many successful horses bred. Great stallions, some dismal failures, but the passion and the fiber that this grand old lady was capable of with her late husband Harry, it's just been an incredible privilege to be even in the same room, and having had the privilege to go and have dinner with her at Northcote House was something that I shall treasure for the rest of my life.
The family and the spokesperson said she died in her sleep on Wednesday. A great innings, 92. But she was just so active. She was so passionate. I mean, I'm going to play a clip just now that you helped put together for Teletrack, where she was at the track in May, June this year, which is just incredible. It just shows the strength of the woman and the passion she had.
Yes, indeed. I think just as horse chestnut gave him renewed life in the late 1990s when he breathed complete fire into their lives, because they'd gone through a little bit of a doldrum period, and Mike de Kock and horse chestnut sparked them up again. And you'll see in the tribute that she says, "You made us feel young again. To be at the track with this almighty three-year-old that won the Triple Crown, that won the J&B Met, that went on to America and won the Broward Cup, he was just the greatest racehorse that I have ever seen in my life." And then she gets a filly, you know, 10 or 12 years later, called Cherry on the Top, who goes and wins the Triple Tiara, only the second filly ever to do that, behind the Gugu. And it also breathed new life into her. And it's just obviously a great tragedy that her ailing body eventually decided that she needed to go and join Harry, who died at the age of 91, a good 8 years ago, I think it was.
You spoke about that first Triple Tiara winner for Mrs. O, and I actually want to play now, just part of this package, Bondski, if you just stay with us. I just want to play, this is part of what you put together of that day in May.
As they come for home now, Sky Pirates outside of them with Billy Joe, and they 4 or 5 off the leader. Do you remember back along the inside of those now, then it's Jet Bell, and they've got 5 lengths or so to find on the leader. Homeward Bound in the Wilkeborst Drift SA Oaks. Rock of Honor, Rue de Rivoli is there, being followed by Princess Line is after that. On the inside of the track is Secret Obsession. Cherry on the Top has got 2 lengths to find on the leader. Sky Pirate is coming home on the stand side of the track as they race their way to the final 300 now, and Cherry on the Top moves into business class now, and she takes over with about 200 to go. And Cherry on the Top, do you remember, is running on the inside. Jet Bell has come from the back of the field, but Cherry on the Top's in front, and she's 2 lengths ahead of Do You Remember back along the inside. But you can bank the million as Cherry on the Top wins the Wilkeborst Drift SA Oaks. Cherry on the Top's done it for Mrs. Oppenheimer and Norma Ferraris. Do you remember Jet Bell was in behind that Sky Pirate? Beautiful stuff as the crowd cheer her home. Cherry on the Top. Poor Mrs. Oppenheimer down in the parade.
There we go. Mrs. O, goosebump stuff, Bondski, what you put together then. Mrs. O in the parade ring, and that was her life.
You know, Joffers, I believe that as much passion that you possess, you've got to get lucky. You've got to be in the right place at the right time. And I know that in many occasions I've sacrificed looking at the race because I can watch it 100 times over, courtesy of Teletrack, Super Sport, or even go to the library. But those magical moments when the horses are thundering down the straight and everything just pales into insignificance as you watch the faces of these people that have sometimes spent millions of dollars and sometimes not spent so much money at all, just to see them, the embodiment of something that they wish to be, come home and bring them all this glory and joy. It's just an incredible experience.
I'm just watching the video of Jessica Slack, push, you know, next to Bridget Oppenheimer, who they wheeled down in a wheelchair down to the parade ring. The legacy is already there, what Mary and Jessica Slack are doing with Wilkeborst Drift. Mrs. O's legacy will never be forgotten.
Well, she couldn't have 2 more worthy successes. Mary has done an incredible job with her team at Wilgeboosdrift in one of the most remote parts of South Africa. Tiger Ridge has done so well for her, and she's obviously had Kildonan, and she's got Right Approach there, and she's built up a magnificent farm with enormous success, not least of all Dynasty, Lucifer. There's a whole host of Grade 1 winners that she's bred there, and some of the blue blood hens stand there. Jessica is a natural successor, and I know that she'll be very active at Maritzfontein. My heart obviously goes out to Guy Murdoch, who actually started his tenure with Maritzfontein on the 28th of September 2 years ago, and he's done so much for that farm. He's a really hard-working man, and I'm sure he's so excited about Ideal World and, of course, Fort Wood in his latter stages. He will do the farm very, very proud, as I'm sure Jessica will do in time to come.
Your favourite Mrs. O moment, if you have to go back in time? There are probably so many.
Sure. I think a really, really obscure moment that will touch me forever is when I was standing at the table where she was watching the tribute that we did to Cherry on the Top when she won the Triple TR, and Guy Murdoch was sitting next to her. And I went up to talk to her about this incredible filly, and she almost forgot completely about Cherry on the Top at that stage. And she said, "I just want to thank you so much for bringing Hunting Tower back to South Africa." And that really wasn't me. It was an idea that my wife and I had, but Mike de Kock played ball. He managed to facilitate the horse coming out of Dubai with Sheikh Mohammed bin Khalifa Al Maktoum. And he came back to the quarantine station with Bold Silvano and Irish Flame, and he now has a very proud place of honor at the Maritzfontein stud, where he looks after the babies. And that grand horse that won the Dingons, that won the Vodacom Durban July and so many other races, such an obscure horse, he's really got a very important place at that home. So that would have to be my moment with Mrs. O.
Tributes no doubt been pouring in. I mean, Channel 239 on Teletrack is going to be full of tributes, and all around the horse racing fraternity. I mean, there was nobody that didn't know who Mrs. O was.
She was our queen. It's as simple as that. She was always humble. She never had much to say. She was always in awe of the horses that she bred. And, you know, she's very much like Her Majesty the Queen in that she could afford to breed any horse that she wanted. She could throw any amount of money at it, and she didn't. She bred her mares that she raced, and she got the best stallions. And believe you me, they had some absolutely horrific stallions. Audley End was one of them. River Filio was a very expensive horse, but he was very quirky and very hot. Free Ride gave them a lot of stability in the dam lines. And I think it was my grandmother's best friend, a lady called Marge Breville, who's still alive in her 90s, who was married to John Breville, that introduced me to this beautiful sport back in the early 60s. And I shall never forget Tiger Fish and Hengist and Smash and Grab and Uncle Ben and all those horses that really gave me the fire to be burning in this game, you know, so many years down the line, although it's changed dramatically.
Amazing. And, you know, just her presence at the track. I mean, the family are so involved in horse racing. And, I mean, Mary's been so pertinent in getting the horses overseas for guys like Mike de Kock and so on.
Joffers, you've touched on something so important for South African horse racing. In tandem with Jessica, who runs Abington in one of the most historically steeped destinations in the whole wide world at Newmarket, when Mike de Kock is based in the UK. A lot of horses go through there, and it's a plan for any horse that is restricted by these terrible protocols. My humble apologies.
No problem.
I've got a bit of a frog in my throat. So Abington is situated right on the downs of Newmarket, and Jessica's doing a great job in making sure.
Bonsky Shaber, we won't keep you much longer. Take a deep breath.
I'll just get a sip of something.
Whatever it is, you don't have to tell us what it is. And then just finally, what's coming up? Charity Mile, is that the next big event on the South African horse racing calendar?
It is. It definitely is.
Shame
on. Before that, we've got the Betting World Algoa Cup. I'm speaking to you from Port Elizabeth, and that's a cracking good race that'll take place on Sunday. The Aura Handicap is on Friday, but from a Gauteng perspective, it's definitely the Charity Mile and the Ready to Run Cup, which obviously is a very important part of South Africa's social responsibility. The horse racing angle, they have given over $100 million to charity in the past 10 years. So hats off to Bob Urim and his team for putting together such an incredible event alongside Pumalela.
Andrew Bonner, no one more fitting than to give a real tribute to Mrs. O, who you did so much work with and saw so often. And we really appreciate your time on Sports Fight tonight, Bonski.
Joffers, I'm on fire for your passion for radio, for your commitment to the industry. Just keep it up. We love you lots.
Gee, I'm going to have you on every week. Cheers, Bonski. Bye, my
Cheers,
boy.
Cheers, Joffers. All the best, my pal. Bye-bye.
Cheers, and Mrs. O, 92 years of age, gone but never forgotten for what she's done for South Africa and for the horse racing industry.
This is Sportsfire with Graham Jaffe, powered by Ricoh.